You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has opened its doors for the final day of another trading week, so it's time for the opening with myself, Lindsay Williams, from strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Let's have a look at what's been happening this week. Well, it started off on a very, very soggy note indeed on Monday, and people were fearful that that might continue, but not a bit of it. Since then, soggy has gone to firm, and firm has gone to hard, and away we go. But there's still a few hours left, so don't count your chickens, as they say. The Stock Exchange news service this morning shows that there's a trading update from Distell. I'll speak about that later on, with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth on the 5 o'clock shadow. Meanwhile, let's have a look at the spot prices. The Rand yesterday, and I have to say just yesterday, was in the low 1450s. It's now in the mid 1470s. The dollar Rand is 1475. The British pound against the Rand is 2027. The euro Rand is 1737. And the euro dollar is 1.1775. Again, that dollar getting stronger. It's just small increments every day. But anyway, it's 0.2% higher against the euro this morning. The British pound against the dollar, the cable, is 137.45. Let's have a look at what happened in the United States last night, because that's been a big story. Close to record highs on the S&P as I look at the futures, but I'll come to that in a second. But anyway, last night, the Dow Jones just very slightly higher. And when I say slightly, marginally, 0.07%, the Dow Jones was up 0.2%, and the Nasdaq was up just over a third of a percent. This morning in the Far East, Tokyo, as the Olympics is launched, up 0.6%, Shanghai down 0.7%, Hang Seng down 1.4%, and the all-share in Sydney very slightly higher. On to commodities now. Well, the CRB index, first of all, the big daddy, the big basket of commodities, is at a multi-year high, 6 years high, I think it is. We'll come to that later on. 1807 is the gold price, though, up $5 an ounce. The platinum price is up $23 an ounce. Might even get through 1100 today. It's 1090 at the moment, up 2.1% in the last 24 hours. And palladium is up 0.7%, or $19 per ounce, to 2722. The all-important energy sector looks like this. Two brands that we look at. One is West Texas, the other is Brent. West Texas is exactly flat at $71.91 per barrel. Brent crude oil is $73.80 per barrel, which is 0.01% to the good. So absolutely nothing going on there. US Treasury bond, which has become a mini obsession of mine over the last few weeks and months, is 1.28%. The South African bond price is 8.98% after yesterday's South African Reserve Bank decision. Bitcoin, what's that doing? Gosh, it was below 30,000. And then, of course, Elon Musk. I don't know why he plays with Bitcoin so much. He's come out with something saying, well, maybe we'll take Bitcoin in the future. So it's bounced back from below 30,000 in the last week to 32,429, which today is up nearly 1%. S&P futures, the predictor of what might happen later on, but of course it changes all the time, around about 0.2% higher at the moment and very close to all-time record highs. Let's have a look at the movers on the JSE this morning. Sasol doing very nicely, thank you very much, up 2.3%. That's mainly the Rand factor. South 32, the commodity producer, up 2.2%. Hammerson up nearly 2%. Anglo-American PLC, it's had a really good week. I'd love to say it was 600, but it's not. It's 599 Rand and 99 cents, 1.8% to the good. MTN up 1.75%. On the downside, another telecommunications company, but going in the opposite direction, Telkom down 1.25%, Italtal down 0.8%, Naspers down 0.6%, Prosus, sister company, brother company, woke company, down 0.6% as well. And Life Healthcare is a third of a percent loser. The major indexes on the JSE this morning, the all-share index, the overall index, very nice, thank you, up 0.2% to 67,847, and the top 40 index, 61,744, which is a 0.7% winner. I'll be back later on with the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.